With KUT News in Austin, I'm Jennifer Staten. For months, the city of Austin has been trying to buy a property in East Austin. It's called the Montopolis Negro School, and it's one of the few segregation-era schools still standing in Travis County. Last week, the Austin City Council opened the door to taking the land through eminent domain. KUT's Saida Hassan is with me now to talk about the future of the old Montopolis School. Hi, Saida.
Hi, Jen.
All right. So first of all, what could this latest action by the Austin City Council mean for the Montopolis School?
So last week, the Austin City Council took a vote that authorizes the city to move forward with those eminent domain proceedings. And that means that rather than negotiating a purchase, the city could actually seize the property through eminent domain. The council voted last year to try and buy the property from its owner, and the city says it made an offer of $362,000 based on the appraised value, but after several months of negotiations, they've been unable to agree on a price, and so the city has now opened up the possibility of seizing it through eminent domain.
So tell us about the historical significance of the Montopolis School. Why has it been the subject of so much scrutiny?
At one time during segregation, there were 42 schools for Black children throughout Travis County, and the Montopolis School is one of the few still standing today. But over the years, the building has fallen into disrepair, and after buying the property, the current owner, Austin Stowell, made plans to tear the old school building down and redevelop the site. His plan was to bring new housing to the area, but that talk of demolition drew pushback from neighborhood preservationists and also from Montopolis residents who actually attended the school as children, and many people saw the demolition as a potential erasure of the neighborhood's history. So Austin Stowell, the owner, says he wasn't aware of the property's historical significance when he bought it, and he's since put his redevelopment plans on hold.
Is it rare for the city to pursue eminent domain?
Apparently not. So I talk with Alex Gale. He's with the city's Office of Real Estate Services.
I wouldn't say it's rare. We had several that were part of the floodplain buyouts several years back.
But Gale says that eminent domain is typically not the first option the city goes to. It's something that comes into play if other attempts to buy a property are unsuccessful.
So are there any other options for moving forward here, or does the city's vote on eminent domain seal the future of this deal?
It's not a sure thing just yet. The vote does give the city the authority to pursue eminent domain. There's still a chance that the city and the property owner could come to some sort of a settlement over the next 2 to 3 months.
KUT's Saida Hassan covers development and affordability for KUT. Thanks, Saida.
Thanks, Jen.
You can keep up with more news at KUT.org.